The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
And you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And we're going back to Beverly Hills, apparently. What is this, the country show? We're doing the country show, right?
We are doing the country show. No, we're not doing the country show. Oh. This show, we'll let the cat out of the bag right away. It's
since the cat is meowing in the background.
Yes, it's a theme song show.
Not what kind of themes, though?
Themes from television shows, primarily.
Television, yeah. It's television
theme shows.
Show music.
And mostly nostalgic, sort of.
Why did you go that route?
I don't know, because that's those are all the ones we really know, I think. Like, now, how many theme songs do you know now of, like, can you sing the theme song for What About Raymond or whatever it's called? Or whatever it was called? Raymond?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Seinfeld, can you sing that? We don't really know what those are. You know what I mean?
Seinfeld, that was an easy one. It's hard when the Hillbillies in the background.
Yeah, I don't know the Seinfeld theme song, really. Even though that one was in the middle area, probably, from, like, nostalgic and an older TV show, like, you know what I mean? But
it was on forever.
It was on for a long time, yeah. You know, and the Simpsons theme song, really, is that, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Simpsons,
yeah?
For sure.
The Simpsons. It's kind of more music-based,
it's
right?
Totally music-based. Yeah. It's like an orchestra. It's watching a very fast action paced
yeah intro. And it was a fast paced intro, yeah,
so
it was pretty cool.
I'm sure if it came
and
on,
we might have that on tap today, but and we're gonna be just playing these under the whole show, actually.
So the tap's always on.
The tap is always on
mm-hmm. on this show. Just uh-huh. a plethora of TV theme show music, and we missed probably 99% of a lot of the shows that are.
Did we? What do you mean? We missed them?
I mean, like, there's a million more songs other than what you can fit in.
Oh, yeah, we can only get so many in. I mean, we'd had to make this we could make a two-parter. Next week will be movie theme songs.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that this show would be TV and movie show themes, but TV is enough for 1 week.
It is, pretty much. But we can save the movie one for later. Movie theme song show.
Sure. And how it relates to rock and roll, I think, would be a good...
Sure. And speaking of rock and roll, maybe we can get into some news right after the Cheers theme song. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. And there you have the Cheers theme song as we head into the news and Gilligan's Island theme song.
Awesome. Gilligan's Island and Rock and Roll.
What a great show
news.
That was.
Yeah, it was great. It was on for a bunch of seasons.
It was, but not that many. I want to say 4 seasons only or something like that.
4 seasons. Frankie mm-hmm. Valli in the 4 seasons?
No.
No.
What is Frankie Valli in the 4 seasons? He had that high-pitched voice.
I can't go any higher than that.
Baby. Yeah, I can't get up there these days.
Not these days, no. You got some news?
I do. Walter Trout was sent back to intensive care this week after suffering a complication following his liver transplant in May. The veteran blues man had been enjoying a relatively straightforward recuperation after the 9-hour surgery until a biopsy test went wrong and returned him to a close-to-the-edge condition.
Bummer.
He's been suffering. He looked pretty bad, too, in the last pictures that I saw of him. Walter Trout.
Right.
Good blues player, though.
Awesome blues player.
And Metallica, Springsteen, Dave Grohl, they lead leading a concert for Valor. Are you familiar with that at all?
Concert for Valor?
Metallica, Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl leading rock acts that will be taking part in the Concert for Valor, which will be taking place in Washington, D.C. on Veterans Day, November 11th.
Oh, I see.
And they will join non-rock performers Eminem, which is pretty cool, because he doesn't perform a lot, does he, really?
Not
for these
a lot,
days,
no.
Especially?
No.
And Carrie Underwood, Rihanna, which I would
those
imagine she might join.
Eminem, yeah, yeah. Obviously.
And the Zac Brown Band at the Benefit Show that will be taking on the National Mall between the Capitol and the Washington Monument. And the concert will raise funds for veterans charities and was organized by HBO, who will be broadcasting the live event, and Starbucks. And speaking of Starbucks, I have a little story for Starbucks. Did I tell you what happened about
Starbucks
and my Jeep?
No.
Oh, more news and that when we come right back. Okay, we're back, and we're actually not done with the news, so we just heard before the little break there the Twilight Zone theme song, and now we're on to Facts of Life.
This is lame.
What?
Facts of Life.
You never watched the Facts of Life?
No.
Ooh, I used to like Joe on there. The chick Joe. She
was
like a tomboy. She rode a motorcycle and stuff.
Was that when you were experimenting with homosexuality?
No. That was, that is still going on, sort of. That's why we do the show naked. No, we don't.
No.
So the Starbucks thing.
I ain't wearing no pants.
I'm not looking down. So I'm at Starbucks, last week sometime or whatever, and a major storm blows in. It's like 8 o'clock in the evening, and it gets dark right away. The wind is crazy. It's storming, you know. And I'm ready to pull out of the parking lot, and one of their umbrellas with the whole steel base and everything, wham, smashes against my Jeep. At first, I thought I got hit by another car.
Sure,
but
of course.
I realized like, it's at my window height. So it did so much damage to my vehicle. It's like $3,000 damage. Yeah, $3,000.
That's crazy.
$3,000 damage to my Jeep from their umbrella and base and steel thing and everything. It's cracked my driver's side window, dented my A-post. Oh, I think I did tell you about that, didn't I? Because we were talking about the A-post. Who else would I have been talking about the A-post with? Who else would know what that even is?
Quit looking at my A-post.
So, yeah, it does all this damage to my Jeep.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
If you would have told me that, I would have remembered that, I think.
Yeah, probably. And so, my insurance company, obviously, it's, you know, I'm not at fault for it, but no. They can't do anything with Starbucks for that. So, I have a deductible of $500. But Starbucks will pay my out-of-pocket expense, which is my deductible, $500, and they're giving me a card, like, for $50 or whatever for Starbucks.
$50?
Yeah.
I want Starbucks for a year. Wow. I'd ask for a lifetime, but if
it was a worse accident or something like that. So what do we got going on here? Bonanza?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, Bonanza theme song. That was a cool show.
I liked Bonanza for sure. Not Facts of Life. That was a lame sticker in there. I didn't like anybody on that show.
No?
No, it was lame.
What about the lady? She went on to do all kinds of stuff later.
Yeah, she does. She was, you can tell she was from stage, I believe. Like, she did a bunch of Broadway stuff. She was on Broadway like a supporting actress.
Yeah, I suppose
in there in that show as well. She was like the Alice of...
Yeah, yeah, she was the home care lady or whatever for this.
Exactly.
What was it, like a dormitory, a girls' school place or something? I don't know what it was. Facts of Life, yeah. I don't know. We used to watch it.
Because there was chicks on it. Young.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Yeah. What did you used to watch?
At that time?
Not that? You never watched Facts of Life, really?
No.
No, right?
No, it was too lame for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just seemed like maybe it was trying
now
to...
Now that you mention that, I guess it could have been lame for a lot of people, I suppose. It wasn't the greatest thing, but this was
not a lame show.
Fat Albert.
Bill Cosby. But anyway, just one piece of news that I wanted to mention
go ahead.
Rush's Moving Pictures album is still making an impact nearly 35 years after its release.
Ah, yes.
It was deemed named the top drumming prog album.
Oh, the album was named that? Because was named the top prog drummer too, I think, right. Wasn't he?
Well, that must be part of it. Rush's Moving Pictures 1981 by Neil Peart. Dream Theater came in second. That's, of course, Mike Portnoy. Tool's Anima. Dan Carey is the drummer there. Phil Collins came in fourth with The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, which is kind of a live-ish sort of album. What's another good one here? Yes's Fragile album.
You know, okay, not to be confused with Not Fragile, Canadian album by...
Rockman Turner Overdrive.
There you go.
Bill Bruford, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Definitely a prog rock album. King Crimson's in there as well. Emerson, Lake, and
Palmer. Oh, that's some cool drumming on the King Crimson album. What's the one? The Court of the Crimson King. Oh, it's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
And one last piece for me, actually. Rob Halford says he would like to record more solo material. So we're expecting that Judas Priest to do another CD, but Rob Halford do another CD as well. That'd be awesome.
You know what would be awesome?
What would be?
Jimmy Page, who can't get Robert Plant to do any of Led Zeppelin because he's too old. He really is too old. And that's what he says. I can't sing those songs anymore. Let's not go out and kill Led Zeppelin, which he said a long time ago. I'm not going to kill what Led Zeppelin was.
Well, he'd have to sing them differently for sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same thing. You know? No. It's crazy. Yeah. So Jimmy Page is going to go out and do his own thing. He's going to have a solo project again because he wants to get on the road.
Right.
He says, I'm dying to get on the road. I want to do it, but the circumstances aren't right. He should either get together with Coverdale. I don't know if he can sing still. Or Rob Halford.
Coverdale sings a little different too. Or Halford, yeah. Even Halford, he doesn't... on this studio stuff, he gets up there pretty good. You know what I mean? Maybe they do a lot more takes and whatnot. And thank you for the pumpkin spice tea, by the way. Very, very tasty.
Tim Hortons, pumpkin spice tea. What are we listening to right now?
Andy Griffith.
What?
It's like the full song, though. You know, usually when you hear the intros, you only hear parts of some of the songs, right?
Yeah.
So here's the part that we really recognize.
Yeah. Whistling tune. Back in the day, whistling was an instrument that was to be reckoned with.
Ah, there's another show.
What, whistling?
Songs with whistling in them. Are there enough?
Is there enough to cover
or them? Or maybe not songs, just songs with whistling, but songs with...
What about a penny whistle?
Huh?
Yeah.
something similar, though. Like, yeah, okay, with odd... instruments or whistling, you know what I mean? Like with a kazoo, with whistling, with something significant, though, in a particular song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If maybe shakers are a big thing in this particular song or, you know.
Cowbell.
That you might not think would be there. So maybe a rock song with kazoo or whatever.
More cowbell.
Gazoo. Not kazoo. To be confused with gazoo.
Kazoo, that was the Martian or wherever he was from. He was an alien on the Flintstones.
Yep. Oh, he's called Fred Dummy. Oh, no, I don't think it's on here, actually. That would be great.
Say what?
Yeah, but we do have the facts of life.
I was going to say, holy lame choice that was.
Yeah, well, I didn't choose it. It was the interns.
Good thing I brought the tea because I can imagine the coffee the interns would be making if we were drinking that and they were dishing up all the music. And this is, of course, Brady Bunch.
Yes.
They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady...
And here's a neat website, actually, that listeners can go to, televisiontunes.com, and you can listen to a plethora of TV theme songs. Tons of them. All kinds of stuff there.
So you didn't get your stuff from there?
No. You know what? Quite honestly, I got pretty much all my TV theme song stuff from back in the day of days of Napster. That's when I actually downloaded a bunch of theme song stuff.
What are we in now? 2014 and the internet?
That's why I only have the old nostalgic ones.
Yeah, that's a good point, I guess.
So something else that would be kind of neat to get into, I suppose, is the 40 best TV theme songs of all time from...
From where?
Paste Magazine.
Paste, what is that? Is that like...
Oh, they're the ones that just hold everything all together.
Oh, that kind of paste. All right.
I don't know.
Is it like Chive?
I don't really know. Don't really know Paste Magazine very well.
Is it a real magazine? Did you know that Mac?
I don't know that
World
Paste
Magazine
is
done.
Oh, the actual physical magazine?
Print magazine.
Which one?
Mac World.
Okay,
What's going on?
I used to have subscriptions to all these. In fact, didn't we used to get them free from Apple at one point?
I don't recall that.
Sanford and Son, man. One of my favorite shows ever. You know what else we don't have on here? Beretta. That was a good show.
And that was a good song.
It was a great song, yeah.
Told the story of the dude, didn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember it, though.
Like his
wife. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
You're right when you say you can't try and hum another song while this is going on.
Yeah, because this is so ingrained in your head.
And the ducking, too, kind of drives you crazy.
It can, that's for sure.
It sure can.
We're going to be, yeah, okay. We should just let one of these play once it starts. Let's pick a good one in advance.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good stuff coming up, actually. Adam's Family on tap. Making Our Dreams Come True. Make All Our Dreams Laverne Come and Shirley. True for me and you. There's a band called, shoot, I can't remember their name even, that does that song. Kind of a alternative-y, punky type band from way back. I wish I could remember who the band was. I actually have the CD somewhere. And they do that Laverne and Shirley theme song, and it's really good, man.
Is it Weezer?
I really like the band. Huh?
Weezer?
No.
Like a real
It's
punk.
Actually a band you probably wouldn't even... And the CD is called Tea, Toast, and Turmoil. I remember that, but I can't remember the band. You want to look that up?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'll get started on our 40 best theme songs of all time, according to Paste Magazine. And let me tell you a little bit about Paste Magazine. Let's see if we
Smudge.
Can... Smudge, right.
Yeah.
Tea, Toast, and Turmoil. And you never heard of Smudge, did you?
It rings a bell.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I wouldn't think that
many
most people
know about
would
Smudge,
really know what
yeah.
Smudge is. I'm looking for, PasteMagazine.com. They have contests. They have a newsletter. We can see who their contributors are, artists and labels. Advertised with Paste Media Group who's the copyright is. And let's check out... I'm going to say customer service, perhaps. I just want to see maybe like if I can find out where they're located or anything. Contacting Paste, the Paste staff. Thanks for your interest in Paste. Please take a look at our links below or try the search box above. Generally, questions, customer service. Let's take a quick look at that. Seems like there's a lot of stuff here on the
website,
Paste
though.
Magazine website. But no, it's a contact form. But it's a lot of entertainment stuff, galleries, lists, and that's probably one of their big things. List the 25 best horror movies
what
streaming on Netflix. Lists.
I know, but why are so many websites list based now? So you just get all these,
so that podcasters and broadcasters can go look for lists for their shows.
It's a link bait, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I suppose. Yeah.
Right.
When you want to find out a lot of information really quickly at once, like. Who's everybody that did this, or who are all this, or who are all that, or how many of, you know what I mean? Almost, it's like a bad statistic thing, you know what I mean? Like
exactly.
The 25 best or whatever. The Great Pumpkin Beer List. The Great
Pumpkin
spice
tea
List. The 50 best TV shows streaming on Netflix. Netflix seems pretty popular now. The 25 best movies to watch on HBO. 50 best documentaries streaming on Netflix. Everything seems to be Netflix on here, you know?
See, that's link bait, bro.
35 greatest TV duos of all time. That's pretty cool. Odd Couple. I think we have that coming up
to do today. We have the Odd Couple theme song today, yeah.
Can you remember what that is?
That's another story. I tell the story at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how that goes or whatever.
I can't think of it while Laverne and Shirley
No, I can't. All I got on my mind right now is Shirley, actually.
So you were... you didn't...
Hello! Know who that is? Hello!
Oh, it's Squicky.
Yeah. Lenny went on to do some...
Bunch
of stuff. Spinal Tap, Airheads movie.
Yep.
He's he got into the wearing
movies,
suit
yeah.
type guy in a lot of movies
yeah.
after.
He looked like he was like the bad guy. Played the bad, stupid guy in really bad B comedies.
Let's see what else we got coming up here. Took a quick look. The Munsters theme song coming up, along with Batman. Do these songs take you back to when you used to watch these shows or
yeah.
another time? Don't they?
Yeah, for yeah. sure. And remember, Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff. It was one of the
Happy Days.
Yeah,
sure.
One of the most popular spinoffs there ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of another spinoff that was really, really popular?
From Happy Days or from
no,
something
no,
else?
in that era there.
Jeez, I'm not sure. Can you?
I want to say that... Rhoda was a spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah? Jeez. It's getting back there.
Do you remember Rhoda?
Dick Van Dyke, remember that? Yeah, I remember Rhoda.
Yeah.
There must have been something after Cheers. Was there a spinoff after Cheers with anybody?
Yeah,
with the dude there or whatever. Oh, Frasier, right. Yeah, yeah.
That was another extremely popular
It spin-off. Was. I was just watching a show with him on Netflix, and it was really good. Boss. It's called The Boss. Just... Ever see that?
Is a movie?
Nope. A show. A series.
Who's the series?
What's his name?
Frasier. Frasier's His real name
Kelsey Grammer.
Very good.
And yeah, he's pretty good in it. He's a mayor of Chicago.
Wow.
Pretty good in it. He's got an odd walk. His legs are yeah, kind of twisted in and walks funny. I wonder if he had some kind of polio thing or something when he was younger. He's pretty good in this, and it's kind of different for me to watch him in that because I've never really seen him in anything else except Cheers and Frasier, where he's pretty comical. And in here, it's not comedy. Yeah.
He's his real deal. I want to say there was a couple TV movies he was in.
Oh, I'm sure.
That he wasn't, it wasn't funny either.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, obviously. Smart guy, too. Well, at least he comes across as an intelligent.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. Kelsey Grammer. Batman, that was another show that was great.
We used to play Batman when someone broke a string. That was we knew it well enough that the bass player knew it. And, you know,
so easy to play with a broken string, too, probably, no?
Well, no, the guy's changing a string while you're playing Batman.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we would sing, Batman, Batman.
Oh, he's getting up there now. Do you have to grab yourself, though, like that when you sing up that high?
Yes, I do. Talk to Mr. Ed.
That was a cool show. And they had a lot of stars, guest stars on there.
Yeah,
I think Clint Eastwood and George Burns, and I think everybody was on there, yeah.
I think so. Who was that guy? I want to say he was a comic, and he got that show.
The main guy?
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah, I can't remember the main actor's name, but...
I want to say he was. I think my parents knew him before he was... what was his name in the show?
What was his name in the show? Wilbur.
Wilbur. What's the owner's name?
Wilbur.
No, the owner of...
the horse. Yeah, his name was
Mr. Ed and Wilbur. Yeah, you're right.
He used to call him Wilbur.
Yeah. He always... It was like he was smarter than him.
Now, this isn't lame. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes.
You're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the morning. Glad you're... hanging out with us this morning. I'm just going to take off my shoes and put on my slippers. Put on my sweater. And we'll be right back with you.
He took his jacket off, hung the jacket off, and then grabbed his sweater.
He was a Navy man. He and, talked about that before, Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah.
They were real Navy guys.
Yeah. There's some outtakes of Mr. Rogers with some profanity and shooting a finger and stuff.
That's funny. And you can find that like on YouTube and stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I have to check that out. It's kind of funny. Don't you please. Guess what's coming up after this?
Sesame Street?
Benny Hill.
That's something like the Simpsons intro.
Used to watch that with my dad all the time.
That's what reminds me of. I'm glad
we're together again. Oh, isn't it lovely?
Now, was this theme music, or was this a song before it became theme music?
I want to say this was probably a song that became his theme music after something.
After something?
Yeah, I think this was probably a song. You can look up at that link that you had with all the...
Yeah,
which I'd like to get to that, too, and go over some of that, because it tells us who did all these songs, right?
Well, I want to get a little bit into songs that...
were songs prior to becoming theme songs.
That were picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the CSIs, the New York, the Miami, and the...
Okay, yeah.
The original.
Ice-T was in that show too, right?
He's an original one, I believe, yeah.
Is it the original? Yeah, yeah. I like Ice-T. And Body Count. What remember the band Body Count?
What about Spice-T?
Yeah, I like Spice-T too. I'm going to have another sip.
It ain't no Ice-T.
We're back and we're listening to theme songs from pretty much older TV shows, nostalgic theme songs.
Right.
For the most part.
These were songs that were made specifically for these shows for the most part.
I think a lot of them, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Because there's a story, okay, and then we got the story, we got an idea, we got a pilot, okay, let's go hire somebody. And
yeah, to write the theme song. And
yeah, here's another example right here. Three's Company's theme song. Let's give it a listen.
Come a knock on our door.
Come a knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please comfort it too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Okay, we talked about this theme song earlier. The Simpsons theme song. It was one of the cooler later cartoons on television and, what do you call it, primetime show, primetime animated.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's the longest running show, is it not?
Is it still on?
Yes.
Wow.
They just had the cross show. Speaking of spinoffs, not really a spinoff, but
what?
Not Seth Rogen, but McFarlane.
Mark.
Family Guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they had a Family Guy Simpsons show.
Oh, nice.
So they had the animation teams working together. Mm. And they had a show. I've yet to watch it. I'm going to watch it for sure.
Family Guy is great too, man.
He's inappropriate a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas I thought when Simpsons started, as an adult, I was an adult when that first started. I'm like, this is really cool. And do you remember where Simpsons first started?
What do you mean where it first started?
Where it first was played for people?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know.
It was part of another show.
Oh, The Simpsons was?
Yeah.
What was the other show?
Liv Ullmann.
Oh, really?
I believe
Liv
so.
Liv Ullmann. What is that even?
She had her own show, I want
to
say.
So she had a show and then they had the animated part to it?
It might have been
a
name to her show.
Oh, yeah? No, I don't even know who that is. Liv Ullmann. What is that? Like a
late night?
Yeah.
And it was like on channel 56 or 62.
Really?
Or
was she English or anything? Or was she? Yeah,
I
okay.
She was, English
I think I might be ringing a bell.
Let's.
Oh, this was a really good show. Mary Lou Henner. First thing that pops up in my mind when I hear the Taxi theme song.
Taxi. That's
and nice. A lot of people came from Taxi as well.
There's
like, did a lot of things later.
The flute. Starts
outside. Yeah. Danny DeVito. Who's the guy? Latka. Thank you very much. It's on the tip of my tongue.
R.E.M. sang a song about him.
Oh, yeah. He did the Moon movie after. Remember that, too? Or it was about him or something. I can't remember.
Andy
something
Kaufman.
Over the Moon or. Yeah, Andy Kaufman. Danny, he was the boxer on there.
Oh, yeah.
And he went on to do, he was with the good-looking older woman that show after, Who's the Boss? Remember that?
Oh, right.
She was his boss.
Tracy Ullman.
Oh, Tracy Ullman, yeah. Okay, I remember her. Comedian, yeah.
Yeah, she had her own show.
Yeah, I didn't recall that The Simpsons were ever on that, because I don't think I cared that much for Tracy Ullman, probably.
Yeah, the show wasn't any good. A lot of people tuned in just for the just to get The Simpsons, because it was so off the wall, obviously, for back then. That was April 19th, 1987, when The Simpsons first went on TV.
That's a while back.
On the Tracy Ullman show.
Let's listen to this one.
Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Once in a while, heading up that highway, leaving you behind. Hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories help me hide my lonesome feeling, far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go.
whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm a WKRP in Cincinnati.
Radio theme song there, WKRP. We should have our own theme song. Well, we do have a theme
song.
That's
the thing. That opens it up. Another, oh, sorry, that was another another song that described the whole story. It was about, it was the story of the program director, basically, is who the song related to, I believe, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think what his name was in the show.
In the show?
Yeah.
Well, the station manager, or are we talking about...
No, the program director.
Yeah, the program director. Andy.
Yeah.
What was his last name, though?
I'm not... It's not coming to me.
Yeah, I can't remember his last name. Andy.
They didn't use his last name a lot in the show.
Venus Flytrap.
Yep.
Who was the...
Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever. Lonnie Anderson was in that. What was her name in it, though? I don't remember that. And the salesman guy. What was his name?
Oh, Cliff.
No. Herb.
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 Farlin.
Herb in. Tarlick or something.
That's
like
it. Herb Tarlick.
And then the news guy, the old fuddy-duddy. Les Nessman.
Oh, good. That's a good one. This is Les Nessman with the news. He was like total old school radio guy.
Yeah.
That was good.
More talk and less Nessman or whatever. Sometimes they use something there. It was kind of a against team. And coming up next is Hogan's Heroes theme song. Remember that show? Very interesting.
Colonel.
And that was that Plank. Guy. And then the big guy.
Schultz.
Schultz, yeah. I know nothing.
I see nothing.
I should have had F Troop. Did you used to watch F Troop?
Oh,
what a great show.
That was another really good show. It's interesting how
those I still watch that once in a while.
Those are shows that are obviously so old, but the people who were watching were maybe people who were actually in the war or were their parents were in the war.
And they're
so
dead now. Most of
those people are dead now, yes. But it's interesting. There was the other one, the ship one, McHale's Navy.
Oh, McHale's Navy, yeah.
F Troop. Hogan's Heroes, it was all wartime TV shows.
There's some cool stuff, war.
And a lot of people get their version of history based on these comedies. It's funny. Like, you know.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
That's a cool show.
France has had us do this tune.
Oh, really? Yeah. You guys played this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Tres Cojones?
Tres Cojones.
Okay, yeah, cool. Because that sounds like it's more acoustic type of thing. So
yeah, it sounds like there's a banjo in there.
Sounds like something you guys would play.
I think he was a big fan of the show.
Who wouldn't be? General Lee? Daisy?
Daisy. They actually call her shorts. The short, if you wear those
Daisy
kind of
shorts, Dukes.
They're Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I don't know. I think that was called that. I don't think she had... I think they were called that before.
Are you?
She wore Daisy Dukes. Yeah, I think that might be an older name than from that. Oh, yeah, good times.
Good times. Dynamite!
Sounds like a theme song that Sly and the Family Stone would do or something.
Sure, there's hints of gospel in there for sure.
Yeah.
All the chicks singing all that. Mm-hmm. So. Did you watch Good Times?
Oh, yeah.
And the father was, what was the actor's name? John Amos?
Yeah, I can't, yeah.
Do you remember him? Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind Roots. Of a big actor and stuff after or whatever, right? Or before.
He was. Was he not Kunta Kinte in older life?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
There was, what's his name?
I don't remember that show or Roots, right? Yeah, no, I just, that was so long ago that I actually saw it. I don't really remember the Mama Kizzy and Kunta Kinte. And, yeah.
Kunta Kinte was, who's the young Kunta Kinte?
He's a really I know guy. Who it was. He was, wasn't he the, geez. From Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? LeVar Burton.
LeVar.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I want to get into some things really quick here, like the 40 best TV theme songs of all time according to Paste Magazine. And number 40 is the Rockford Files.
That was half an hour ago.
I know, we're trying to get to it here. The Rockford Files, Mike Post and Peter Carpenter.
Casey and Uncle in Bel-Air.
39, Sesame Street, which we don't have on here today, but Sesame Street was a great theme song. 38, WKRP, which we just heard. The Love Boat, Paul Williams and Charles Fox. You know who Paul Williams was.
Short,
he was
the blonde short guy. Blonde he wrote guy. A million songs.
And he was in a lot of movies. Smokey and the Bandit.
It's a mad world.
Was he in that too? Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
So is my Uncle Milty. Courtship of Eddie's Father. Let me tell you about my best friend.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Here's another one to listen to all the way through, I think.
Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Genie, Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden.
Okay, let me continue on to this real quick, and I think you want to talk about something as well. The Sopranos, I guess, is number 35, which I never actually watched The Sopranos. I've seen maybe an episode. I don't really know it very well, and I bet it was really cool. Lots of seasons. I'm going to say 8, 9, something.
Yeah, and people were really into it.
Yeah, and I want to watch that someday.
Get Dukes of DVD. Hazzard.
Yeah, I know. Dukes of Hazzard. Is Sopranos on Netflix? No, I'm
not sure.
What's Happening? Never looked that. You know who wrote the theme song for What's Happening? Which I don't think we listened to yet, but I want to say we might have it here. Is Henry Mancini. I think he's behind lots of theme songs.
Wasn't he behind
Pink Panther?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the Pink Panther.
Henry Mancini is orchestra. The X-Files, Brady Bunch, Sherwood Schwartz. Let's see. The Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not. You know that song? Believe It or Not, It's Just Me, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Welcome Back, Cotter. That was a really good theme song, I thought, too. Welcome Back. John Sebastian did that. The A-Team, Mike Post's name comes up a lot here. A Barney Miller theme song, Night Court, number 25, Laverne and Shirley, which we heard on the show today. Bonanza, we also heard that on the show today. Mr. Ed, we heard on the show today. 21, Hill Street Blues. The Simpsons. Simpsons number 20. Malcolm in the Middle. Square Pegs,
that
whatever that is.
That's a really good song. Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. I can't recall it, but.
I want to say that was a song that was written before.
Muppet Show number 17. Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, we had that one right off the bat.
And Addams Family, which we did have in here. We probably talked over it. Star Trek, The Next Generation. But I think we have the original Star Trek one we're going to close up with.
Okay.
Doctor Who and Mission Impossible number 12, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air number 11, and I want to say we must have already listened to that or something. I'm not sure.
What's that?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes, we did.
People, let me tell you about
it. We heard it.
That's a good song too. Number 10, the Olympic Games on NBC.
Get the hell song. Out of town. Yeah, well, actually, that's a very popular song.
Gilligan's Island. The Ballad of Gilligan's Island by Sherwood Schwartz again.
Yeah.
He was a popular writer.
But did he write the songs?
Back then. Yeah.
He wrote the songs, you think?
What do you mean? Yeah, the Ballad of Gilligan's Isle by Sherwood Schwartz and George Wiley.
Because he was a producer as well.
Well,
I won't say he
must have wrote these, though.
I think he gets to put his name on them because he's the guy.
I'm not sure.
It's like, it's
Y5O, Andy Griffith Show, we heard that. The Jeffersons, I think, we just heard. And number 5, All in the Family, which I don't have on here today, which was a great theme song. Number 4, Peter Gunn, Henry Mancini. Peter Gunn? What is that even?
That's a very popular guitar-driven song. A lot of dudes play it.
Oh, Peter Gunn, right. It's an instrumental.
Yep.
Sanford and Son, number three.
Yep.
Quincy Jones.
Really, eh?
And number two, MASH. What is another great theme song.
Yeah, that has no words. Just
it does have words.
Oh, it
the original
does.
Song,
right.
Yeah.
It does. You're
Suicide.
Right.
Suicide is...
something. It's something. Suicide is something.
Used to play that in the school band when I played tuba for 2 years.
Downtown.
Yep. Red music, bass extraordinaire. Boom, boom. I should have been a bass player. Cheers is number one. The number one theme song in the 40 best TV theme songs of all time list on PasteMagazine.com. And what do we got here?
Yeah, what is this?
70s, man.
Well, yeah, it sounds like porn music.
It is. This is from Linda Does Dallas.
Debbie. Debbie Does Dallas.
Linda Lovelace. Debbie Does Dallas. She's a this is Starsky and Hutch. She's what?
Deep Throat. Linda Lovelace.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She had teeth in the back of her throat.
Never mind. Not to be confused with, what is it? Behind the Green Door or whatever it was.
Yeah, not
what was that girl's name? Chamberlain Chambers.
Marilyn Chambers.
Is that it? Marilyn Chambers? Yep. Her daughter was a star after her, too, I think.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She got her start with her mother, and we won't get into that now.
No, we won't. We could, though.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Woody Woodpecker theme. Saturday morning cartoons. Aren't they great?
They're awesome.
Looney Tunes, too. We could have played that. That would be great. Anything in place of... what was that show that is really lame?
Facts of Life.
Facts of Life, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, this and Yogi Bear kind of remind me of the same
thing. Oh, Yogi Bear, yeah. What's it, around the times of Facts of Life, I was just thinking there was another show, too. Jeez, I can't remember what it were. I was thinking of a second ago. Some old swing type of music there. Hey, Dwayne. Hey, Raj.
Something the name of the show.
Yeah. What's happening?
This is What's Happening.
Mm-hmm. I think it's on Crackle. You ever watch Crackle?
I have tuned my Apple TV to Crackle programming, yes.
No words.
No. Do you...
Not anymore.
Do you cable TV here?
Cable? No.
No. You're just all off the internet, basically. You're watching anything.
Apple TV and...
Netflix.
Internet.
Yeah.
Netflix, yeah.
One of the most famous
bass line. Bass line, yeah. Wonder who played the bass line. Good guitar, too.
Could be like a Jeff Beck.
Sounds like some old Commodore guitar.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's got that Sunday morning kind of sound tone. Easy like Sunday morning. That's funky, boy.
Modulation, which makes it jazzy.
Here's another great old show.
This is a spinoff from a show we already talked about.
What?
You don't know?
Was it a spinoff from the other show? The Dynamite show?
No.
Or what was the other show?
All in the Family.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. He used to be a buddy or a neighbor or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
On there?
Yeah. He was a friend of his, but he never wanted to actually admit he was a friend of a black man.
Yeah, yeah. He was funny, man. I just can't believe some of the stuff they got away with on there.
Well, I think they really opened up some territory for new television. I think I either saw a documentary or something about All in the Family, how actually groundbreaking it was for its time.
Somebody else I was watching recently that was really like, I was like just surprised of the stuff that they put in the show, and I can't think of what it is now. It's an older show, maybe. I can't remember.
Lenny Kravitz's mom also starred in this show. The Jeffersons.
Oh, no wonder he's somebody.
She married a white guy.
It's the only thing that can explain it.
Well, no, this is 70s porn music.
Yeah. It's even got the word love in it.
Nice, soft kick bass. Boom, boom, boom. It feels like my heart is thumping.
Love.
I love the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's very Barry White-ish, music-ish.
Yeah.
Porn music-ish. I'm sure Barry White was listened to a lot during, lovemaking sessions.
You know I love you, baby.
God.
You know I love you, baby.
I didn't want to picture that, but there we go.
Barry White.
This is not Barry White.
No, this is not Barry White. We can probably quickly find out who did this, though, because of that link that you had, that really cool link. Let's see. I'm going to say under L, Love Boat. The Love Boat, Paul Williams and Charles Fox. Oh, that was in, I think we talked, that was one of the ones we mentioned in the 40, top 40. Yeah, Love Boat.
It's an open smile.
Pretty good show, too, actually. I didn't mind it. And Fantasy Island, that was on around then, too.
Boss, the plane.
Remember Fantasy Island with, what was the main guy's name?
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Star Wars movies.
Yep.
And something else I'm thinking of that was on around. Oh, geez, what was that? Eight is Enough? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Guy had a whole bunch of daughters and a little boy, or a couple boys, I guess.
It was a whole regular family.
Yeah. What was the guy, main guy's name? He was in lots
Dick
of
Van
movies
Patton.
And stuff. Yeah. Dick Van Patten.
Is
he still alive? We should go visit some of these people. Nobody talks about them, cares about them, mentions them. They're not in the limelight anymore. We should go visit them and do a video podcast. Where are all these people now? What are they doing?
Hey, Mr. Van Patten, how you doing?
Yeah, we're from such and such a Big Jitty and Lippo podcast, and we just want to come and hang out. Hey? You know, something like Tea with the Stars kind of thing.
Did you see the Mr. Baker movie yet?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't. You forgot to tell me where to rent that.
Okay.
That's a long theme song.
Oh. As he talks into his teacup.
And now my favorite show of all time. This is a remake. Oh, I think this one is from the actual movie, which I liked, by the way.
This is from the movie?
Yeah. The last Three Stooges movie that was on.
Yeah.
That came out, actually. We'll be right back.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
All right, this was a show I was thinking of back in the day around the time of that one that you said was
Facts
lame there.
Life.
You know, yeah, Facts of Life. Different Strokes, and I think What's Happening. All these shows were on then. Did you like this one? This was the one with, what you talking about? Gary Coleman?
Urkel.
No.
That's
that was,
what
man. Was that? Yeah, what was that show? I forget the name of that show. It's gone. No, this is the one with Gary Coleman and forget the his brother's name, and he was in trouble with the law after and all kinds of stuff later on. I forget his name. And the daughter that was pretty cute, and their father was kind of old and single, I think. He had a maid or something or whatever, a living nanny type, you know.
Yep.
Pink Panther, another great cartoon.
Henry Mancini again, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, you're right.
Do you remember the theme for Hawaii Five-O?
Hawaii Five-O? Yeah, if I heard it, then I would remember.
That's a song that was a song before the TV show. It was by The Ventures. It was surf music.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just looking for tunes that were tunes before...
The Munsters was surf music.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And coming up is another one of my favorite shows that we talked a little bit about, I believe, on here. It was in the list, actually, the top 40. Welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Spot a friend. Welcome back. And I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? Ever lead ya?
What could ever lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
'Cause we got him on the spot.
That's pretty old. Old recording, too. Laurel and Hardy.
I'm going to say this is just an old traditional tune.
Yeah, I suppose it was, is what I would think. Let's see if we have that in the archives here. We can find out Laurel and Hardy theme song. Did you like this show at all? Wasn't this the Golden Girls or something?
Was it?
I don't know. I think so. I never watched it. Maude and there was a spin-off from the Golden Girls, wasn't it? Maude? She was Maude on the Golden Girls, right?
That no, one woman. The Golden Girls was after Maude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, Maude was from another show, though. She was somebody's wife, I think, in a show before that, no? Or like,
possibly.
Wasn't she somebody's wife or a friend on Jefferson's, I want to say? I can't remember.
A spinoff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is not entirely out of the question.
And here's MASH. Complete with words, I believe. No, maybe not. This one has some chopper in it.
When you look at the list of TV theme songs and the people who wrote them, there are some names that just come up all the time.
Yes, there are.
Mike Post is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of the gentleman, but he's obviously made a living off of making theme song music. Suicide is Painless.
Right.
Johnny Mandel and Mike Altman.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we're monkeying around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go where we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless, there's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly, come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. Oh. Or anywhere, just look over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
This was pretty popular. 9-10 seasons of Friends.
You know, this is a song that was a song as well before.
Yeah, I believe so. The Rembrandts, that's the name of the band. The Rembrandts. I saw them do this song live on like Good Morning America a number of years back, and it was kind of neat, actually, that they just were on there to do that. I think it was they actually had some of the cast on that show or something like that. That's why.
It was a huge show.
Yeah. I actually liked that show.
Because of Jennifer Aniston.
Probably. No, actually, the other one was a lot better looking than her. Ross's sister. I don't know her real name.
Another TV theme show that was a song before the series was this theme from Married with Children, which was the song.
That was Sinatra tune.
Yeah, what's it called?
Marriage, Love and Marriage.
That's what it is, Love and Marriage. By Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, performed by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, Frank didn't write anything. Frank but a lot of people wrote for Frank, yeah, so they were sure. Like there was, you know what I mean, from him
his
or
tunes,
for him.
Yeah. It's like Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton didn't write a lot of tunes after he got off heroin. He should have stayed on heroin, I think.
Family Affair? That was the one with Buffy and Jody, wasn't it?
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. That's
Sly and Family Stone. Family Affair.
What a great band.
How come they didn't use it? No, it's because that's the name of the band. Oh, no, it's the name of the song. How come they didn't use that?
Family Affair. I don't know if that was it out then. Family
no,
Affair.
Probably not. It was a 60s show.
They cover the gamut of the frequency range with singers in.
Oh, frick, yeah. Well, it's because everybody sang. Exactly.
Somebody else's. That's it.
This is the Odd Couple.
Odd Couple, yeah. What a good show, too. And was it Grumpy Old Men that was made after the movies with
Walter Matthau?
Klugman and, or no, not Klugman. He was
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they made a couple of them.
They were the original in the movie. This is a TV show that came from a movie.
This came from a movie?
What I want to say the movie came from a Broadway show. The Broadway show became a movie, and then it was after the movie they made it.
No. The movies were made way after this stuff. With Jack Lemmon and whatever. There was a way after this. This is old, man.
What are you talking about?
The Odd Couple?
The Odd Couple, the show with Jack Klugman and...
That was older. That was the oldest.
No.
There could have been a play before that, but that was the...
Play, movies, movie, no. TV show.
Movies were after. Okay. Movies were way after this.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, let's look that up before the show's over. We have only one more theme song to go. And next week's show is going to be on what? As Star Trek takes us out. It's going to be on reality shows, music-based reality shows, what their effect is on music.
And life in general, society. What kind of crap they're kicking
society
out.
Society in general. And we also want to make sure that listeners know that you were right about a movie before the actual Odd Couple show.
The TV series with
Jack Klugman.
What's the other guy's name?
Klugman and Randall. Somebody Randall. What's his name? Scott Randall? No. That's Screaming Scott, isn't it? Scott Randall. Somebody Randall. Yeah. Can't remember his name now. It slipped away forever.
But anyway, next week's show.
I was thinking of Grumpy and Grumpier Old Men. But next week's show, is... what is it?
Reality? Yep. Music? TV shows, The Voice, Britain's Got Talent.
Okay, we'll see everybody next week for that show.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Oh, Archie.